Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right. Come on. Come on in. Kick back. Relax. Grab yourself a cool one. All right. How's everybody doing? I hope you're doing great, man. Hope your friends, your family, your loved ones are all happy, healthy, wealthy. Hope everybody's doing all right. I'm trying to get out another episode. I'm trying to create some more content for you guys. Not keep you waiting so long. We'll see how that goes. You know, sometimes you have to kind of wait and get inspired. You know, I just don't want to get on here and just be yapping, just to be yapping. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to have something that, you know, I want to talk about, that I can talk about, and that I, you know, think would be important and helpful, you know, to you. You know, that you can listen to, you know, that you can, you know, think about, pontificate on, digest, and take from it what you will, you know. That's all we do in here. All right? I want to talk about action. Action. Action Jackson. We all like action movies, right? Action. You know. Manly men doing manly things. Yeah. You know, we all, you know, watch those action movies and kind of put ourselves, you know, hey, man, I you know, that guy's cool, man. I'd like to be doing that. Yeah. You know, we all love, who don't love a good action movie? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, right? Well, we should all strive to be, I believe, I'll preface that we should all strive to be men of action, not just sit back and lay around and wait for stuff to happen. Because if that's the case, you're going to be waiting. You know, ain't nobody going to run up to you and hand you money for no reason. You got to go out there and get it. You know, you got action and then reaction, right? You want something to happen, you got to get out there and make it happen, right? You know, the more you do, the more is going to happen to you, you know? You got to get out there and get some. We should all strive to be men of action. You know, you have to take action in order for things to happen. You know, you have to you know, when I was in the service, you know, it was being a leader, being an NCO, you had to be, know, and do. You had to be the leader. Be the soldier that you wanted your soldiers to be. You had to be that person. Somebody that they could look up to and emulate, imitate, that they would want to be, right? And that's, you know, like the father, son. You want to be that person, right? You have to know. You have to know your particular MOS or your military occupational skill in the military. You have to know your J-O-B. You got to know your job. Your job at job. Yeah. You got to know your job. You got to know it inside and out. Because otherwise, how you going to lead if somebody else, you know, you got some, you a sergeant, you know, you a team leader or something, and you trying to, you know, lead a team and you can't read a map. You got some private over there that knows how to read that map better than you do, right? You have to know. You have to know your job inside and out, upside down and backwards. You got to know, man. You got to know. And you got to do. You got to be able to perform that job. Perform. Perform. Action. You got to be able to show them. This is how you do it. Demonstrate. Right? You know? I've been an instructor many times on many levels in many different skills. Right? You have to know what you're doing. You know, whether you're on a gun range or a grenade range. I one time almost had a female almost kill us both. And she was a good soldier. Wasn't she? Was a bad soldier. She just didn't know how to throw a grenade. Yeah, you know, she did pretty good till the throwing part, and then it went about 5 feet over the wall, and then she wanted to look at it. Are you crazy, Grady? I had to grab her by the hair, throw her down, and then I jumped on top of her because that thing was right next to the wall. When that thing went off, I was like, good God almighty. That's a hell of a concussion, you know? And of course, I yelled at her. I'm like, God damn, Raffy, what are you trying to do, kill both of us? Woo! What are you trying to do? Trying to kill us both. Oh, Lord have mercy. But she was a good soldier other than that. Other than that day, she was good to go. Oh, Lord, you know. She was kind of a tomboy, one of the boys, you know. She didn't need a whole lot of extra care, extra, you know. She was ready, willing, and able to pull her own weight, you know. Which I appreciated that, you know, she didn't ask or give any quarter, you know. But you got to be, know, and you got to do, all right? You got to be a man of action. You know, if you want change in your life, you got to take that action, right? You got to, if you want change, you got to be the change, you know. You know, you won't change, what do you say, look at the man in the mirror. I'm looking. At the man in the mirror. Oh yeah, baby. If you want the world to change, you gotta be the change, right? You can't change the world. You can't change somebody else. But you can change yourself. And thusly have an influence. Your superpower is your influence on people. You can be the change. You can be the change, and other people will follow. You can be the change. You have to want it. Right? And I understand that takes courage. It takes courage. 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 Cowardly lion, right? Yeah. Need that courage. It takes courage, man. Whether it be large or small. Courage is not necessarily being on the battlefield and going and doing something heroic. Courage could be something as small as, you know, getting up and going to work and being on time, you know. Having the courage, you know, to show up and be there. That's half the battle, is just being there most of the time. Just showing up. It's not everything. But I realized when I was in the military, half of the battle was being in the right place at the right time in the right uniform. If you could manage those three things, most of the time, most people wouldn't screw with you. They wouldn't have any reason, you know. You weren't late. You weren't somewhere else where you shouldn't have been. You was right where you were supposed to be. And you was in the correct uniform and you looked good and you looked sharp. You know, nobody could, you know, gig you on your uniform or anything like that, you know. I used to take my, had all, everything all sewn on. You know, some people use those little metal button-on things. You know, when you do that, you can be in the wrong place or, you know, misaligned and all that kind of stuff. People gig you. I had all my stuff sewn on. I took all my uniforms to the cleaners, had them pressed, starched, you know. You know, so, I mean, you know, you had them in pleats in there and everything. You was looking good. Yeah. Looking like a soldier should. You know, have them boots spit shine and everything. You know, but you had to do that. you know, it takes a little, you got to do it. You got to do it. All of that stuff takes a little bit of courage. It just takes, you got to have some gumption, you know, a little courage, you know, to get up off your duff and do it. Don't just kick back. Right? You got to have a little courage. You know, you got to have the right attitude to do it. What is it? Your attitude determines your altitude. Right? If you have a good attitude about stuff, you will create those positive waves, man. Positive waves. You got a good attitude, man. People appreciate that. They don't want to be around somebody negative, pissed off, and disgruntled all the time. You know? Especially with females. You know, as soon as a female starts doing that with me, I've taken females home. I, you know, go out, do something, come back to the house, chill out, relax, watch a movie, you know, get up on the couch and, you know, get close and stuff. But she acting like she's all pissed off or there's something wrong, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, what's wrong? You know, they didn't want to say that. I said, hold on. If you don't want to be here, I don't want you here. Let me take your ass home. You know, get your stuff and let's go. You know, we'll try this again some other time. Attitude all wrong, see? But I didn't make a big deal out of it. You know, I didn't blow up or, you know, get all pissed off about it. I was just like, hey, you know, no, not around me. Mm-mm, no, sir. No, ma'am. Uh-uh. Not today. Right? Attitude. People like good attitudes, right? Have that winning attitude, that positive attitude. Sometimes you're going to have to fake it to make it, right? I understand that. You might not feel it certain days. But try to have a good attitude about whatever you're doing, you know? Try to look at that cup as half full. Try to look at, you know, you bringing about the change, right? And when you have that good attitude, when you have that courage, when you have that change, when you're taking that action, you're going to need some direction, right? What direction? That's going to help you get in the right direction because, you know, good things will start to happen to you. Positive things will start to happen to you. You'll see your direction change. You'll be headed in the right direction. And then you'll be able to choose what it is. It brings about a certain, an almost, you know, when you just stagnate, there's no freedom there. And when you start to change, when you have the courage, you got a decent attitude about things, you'll start to see your direction change. And you'll be able to guide yourself, lead yourself in to where you want to be. Opportunities will open up. Things will start to happen positively for you. You know, you have the freedom to do things, right? Freedom. We need more of that in this country. I won't get into that. But yeah, freedom. Freedom is everything, man. Be a man of action. Change, courage, attitude. Headed in the right direction. That'll open up your freedom. Freedom of choice. You'll have the choice. And you have to choose to do these things too now. You have to choose. You have to get up every day and make a choice. Just like everybody says, oh, well, you know, they fall in love with this person and they in love with this person. Well, you have to choose that every day because every day something's going to happen. You could get tempted. You could have some, you know, a female try to, you know, get all up in your inbox or your message box or whatever, you know. It never happens when you're single. It always happens when you're with a female. Then you get some other female trying to get in your business, right? Then you got more options than you need or you want at that particular time. Some of y'all try to be a player and, you know, keep two or three of them plates spinning at one time, but that's kind of difficult, you know, unless you're in that kind of relationship. And she knows it. It's an open relationship. You know, most females ain't gonna go for that. They don't want all of that. Sorry for the interruption. My dog come in here. Every time I get on the phone or get on the microphone, she wants to come in here and get and insert herself into the program. So I got to run her ass out of here. Oh, the single life. Yeah, I got one female up in here. I got a female pit bull. Oh, Lord. She's a good dog. She's a good dog. But it's still a handful because she's a female. You know, I should have got a male. I wanted a female. It'd be a little bit smaller and probably not as aggressive. But still act like a female. Still. All right. But yeah, it'll being free, you know, when you start to take those actions and all those things start to happen to you, it'll provide you with freedom. You'll have more choices. And on the backside of that, you have to choose every day to do that. And again, as I was saying with relationships, you have to choose every day. You have to choose that person over everybody else every single day. You choose that person. Right? You choose that person over everybody else. That person is your, you know, the person that you put in first and foremost ahead of everyone else. You have to choose that every day. Choice. It's a choice. We make, you know, you probably don't realize it, but you probably make thousands of choices every single day in your mind. Some of them are subconscious, you know, some of them are so subtle, you know, but you know, through the course of a day, you probably make thousands of choices, decisions. So you have to choose to want all of this. And it can be kind of daunting, and you don't have to do everything all at once. Just choose to do one thing. Choose to change one thing. Right? You know, I know it's a new year and some of you are still, you know, working on those New Year's resolutions, and that's fantastic, man. You know, I want you to go for it. I want you to succeed. I want you to win. But you're going to have to choose every single day to stay true to that resolution, whatever it is you made, or that promise to yourself, or a promise you made to someone else. You're going to have to make a choice every single day to do that. Right? You're going to have to make a choice. And that can be tough sometimes. Sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes there's other things you'd rather do. Right? I know getting up and going to PT every morning, you know, PT, physical training. Man, I hated that. That wasn't much of a choice. I had to do that, but I had to choose to get my ass up, get dressed, and get down there and be there on time, right? In the right place, in formation, at the right time, right? But I tell you what now, as much as I hated it, I always felt better afterwards, you know? Now, it was hard on me, hard on my body, because I'm a big dude. I ain't one of these little guys, you know, that can fly around the track and run up down the stairs and, you know, do 100 push-ups, you know, just like this, that, and the other, you know, like it ain't nobody's business. You know, I'm a big dude. I got gravity working against my ass. You know, so it was a little tougher. It was a little harder for me, you know. So I actually had to, you know, I had to work at it. It was tough. I had to choose, you know, that, you know, today I was going to make it. You know, I wasn't going to fall out in a run, you know. I wasn't going to have a bad PT test or a bad day, you know. I was going to choose, I'm going to make it today. You know, even though I hated to be out there. You know, and like I said, at the end, I felt better. I gained something, see. Made me feel better. And of course, it was better for me, you know, my body. My physical well-being, my mental well-being. You know, you release all kind of chemicals in your body when you exercise, you know, and it affects you, you know, throughout your entire body. So let's strive to be men of action. Action Jackson. Yeah. We can do it, gentlemen. I know you can do it. I know it's tough. It's hard out there, gentlemen. I understand that. Like I said, you don't have to change everything all at once. You don't have to, you know, take action, you know, try to do it all at once. Just 1% every day. Choose something. Choose something and act on it and work on it. All right? Think about that. Let me know what you think. Check out the social media sites. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Gab, Parler, Locals, yeah, podpage.com/ofmenformen. All right, and you can reach me at ofmenformen@gmail.com if you want to leave, a question, comment, smart remark, whatever. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know, I do. There is a YouTube channel. What is it? There are the audiograms. You know, it's not like I do full-blown videos, right? I don't do that. You know, that's not the way my channel is set up. And, like I said, I was contacted about an interview, but I don't do interviews. You know, that's the thing. There's lots of podcasts that do interviews. You know, do these long form interviews. There's plenty of places you can get that. That's why I choose to do mine the way I do it. You know, to keep it short, sweet, simple, intimate, just me and you guys. You know, I just spit it out there and let you guys check it out and see what you think. You know, and make the choice for yourself. What works best for you, not for me, for you. All right, gentlemen, I appreciate your time, your patience. You guys have, really surprised me over the last couple of years, putting up with my behind. All right, my friends, I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.